Hello, this is Dana.
Hey, Dana. It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Fine. How are you?
Doing okay. So I think everything's pretty much good to go. I just got cleared from the fund department. We're pretty much good to go. Just so you know, our transactions are really, really smooth. This customer wanted a lot of questions answered, so I don't want you to have the impression that if you send me other deals that it takes this long. This is really more.
Oh, God, no. I totally get it. You have no idea how long I've been working with Earl there.
Just so you know who you're talking to, and I don't really have a customer, I'm one of the top five producers in the entire equipment leasing industry. I've been doing this 9.5 years. And at the end of the day, like, I just want to get these deals off my desk quickly. So this whole thing of, and by top five, I don't mean in the entire industry. I mean of people that have the access to the sources of what I do. But my whole thing is get the deal done, get you paid, get the deal done, get you paid, get the deal done, you paid. So it's driving me crazy to drive this long on a $50,000 deal.
No, well, you don't. Ruben, you don't have to explain because I've been dealing with this customer for a long time. But this gentleman who's from Italy, the company is split, and they're very difficult right now, super difficult to work with.
So basically, yeah, I understand what you're dealing with. So basically, we're good to go. I just wanted to confirm that we're good on 50% on delivery, on 50% payment, and then 50% on install. I just shot you over an email. If you guys can confirm, we can get this wire in place today.
Yeah, so once I get my order on the Indoc end, I have to get this order released so that I can get an invoice sent off to you, and I'll give you the, along with that invoice, I'll give you the wire transfer information.
Okay, but if you could just confirm on the email, because we can release the deposit on a quote, we're good to go.
Okay.
And I think just, you know, for our documents, and I don't know if our funding department would care, but I think we're using the new address for their billing and shipping, because I think that's they're going to be their new permanent location. So that's the address.
Crippen.
Yeah.
Crippen, yeah, that's fine.
But we're doing the 53902, correct?
You know what? They have two offices there, and I can't remember.
No. The order, it's $52,902, right?
Oh, you know what? I'm not in my office, so I don't know for sure the exact dollar amount, but like I said, I'll be back in my office. I'm going to actually get released, and I'm going to actually have an invoice sent over to you guys. I need to do it that way for us, too.
Okay, no worries. I just shot you over an email, so take a look at it, and then we're good to go. And you guys do the install as well, correct?
I take care of all of it.
How long? I just want to make sure, because we had one issue where a customer got their equipment delivered, but the vendor was like, pay me, but they're waiting to get payment for install. I just want to be clear, it's on install, so the customer does have to confirm install before we pay the final 50. I just want to make sure you're not like, you know, we're
no, that's fine. My installer won't get paid until we sign off on a completed install anyway, so
cool.
I handle it, and right now we're looking, if I get to finally get this order placed, I've only been waiting a month to do it, it's probably not going to deliver or install until after Thanksgiving. Before Thanksgiving would be a miracle. So.
Well, you let me know here. Look, at the end of the day, I think you could send me a lot of business, and the last thing I want to do is bullshit you and ruin any potential relationship.
No, I understand. I understand. I appreciate it.
Cool. Holler at me.
Okay, bye.
I sent you a Don email. Bye-bye.
Bye.